That will please come to order. The members would please vote to signify their presence.
Senator Donnelly. The roll shows 16 members present. Senator Lincoln is excused from the call of the Senate this morning.
Please stand for the invocation by Pastor Pat Brayton of the Valley Chapel.
Please bow with me for prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you have not left us alone. You have promised to be with us and to answer if we would call on you. In your word, you have laid out a way of life for us that works, the way of loving our neighbor as ourselves, of turning from selfishness and learning to think of others first. How many of our problems would disappear if all of us would just take your words to heart, if we would but humble ourselves and follow your unselfish path. Father, my prayer today is that you will bless this assembly with the wisdom they need to take those actions which will promote righteousness in the citizens of our state. Under the guiding hand of these that you have chosen to lead us, may Alaska become a place where love prevails and where we all become our brother's keeper. God bless these senators in their work today and throughout the legislative session. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Senator Green, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Zara.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Would the Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify the correctness of the journal for the 24th legislative day.
Senator Halpern.
The journal be approved and certified for the 24th legislative day.
Hearing no objection, the journal is certified. Are there guests for introduction? Messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor this morning.
Messages from the House?
Message dated February 8th. The House has passed and transmitted for consideration House Concurrent Resolution Number 5 by the House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs, commemorating the attack on Pearl Harbor by establishing Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day.
State Affairs.
Those are all the messages in the House this morning.
Communications.
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill 6, registration of a motor vehicle and suspension of a driver's license for failure to appear in court or to pay a fine. Senator Robin Taylor signed do pass. Senators Miller and Green signed no recommendation. Senators Adams and Ellis signed do not pass. Fiscal note and zero fiscal note. Senate Bill Number 6 has no further referral.
That needs to referral to finance.
Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill 13, DNA evidence, recommends a judiciary CS. Senator Taylor chair and Senators Miller and Green signed do pass. Senators Adams and Ellis signed no recommendation. 3-0 fiscal notes attached. Senate Bill 13 has a further referral Finance Committee. Hess Committee considered Senate Bill 36, interest on and repayment of A.W. Brindle Memorial Scholarship Loans, recommends a Hess Committee substitute. Senator Green chair and Senators Miller, Ellis, and Salo sign do pass. 0 fiscal note. Senate Bill Number 36 has a further referral for Finance Committee. Finance Committee considered CS for HCR 1 Finance, creating the Long Range Financial Planning Commission, recommends the State Affairs Senate CS be adopted. Senator Frank chair and Senators Rigger and Sharp sign do pass. Senator Halpern co-chair and Senators Donnelly, Jara signed no recommendation, and Senator Phillips signed do not pass. Previous House fiscal note. CS for HCR number 1 Finance has no further referral.
That goes to rules.
Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill 60, gambling and certain alcoholic beverage laws for gambling conducted by cruise ships. Senator Taylor chair and Senator Green signed do pass. Senators Adams and Ellis signed no recommendation. Senator Miller signed do not pass. Fiscal note attached. Senate Bill Number 60 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Finance Committee considered CS for House Joint Resolution Number 7, Oil and Gas Amended, Export of Alaska North Slope Crude Oil. Senator Halpern co-chair and Senator Frank co-chair and Senators Rigger, Phillips, Donnelly, Jarf, and Sharp signed to pass. Previous 0, House Fiscal Note. CS for House Joint Resolution Number 7, Oil and Gas Amended, has no further referral.
Rules.
Rules Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 4, naming the Poet Laureate of Alaska, recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Miller, Chair, concurring Senators Sharp, Salo, Duncan, and Pierce. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 4 appears on today's calendar. And those are all the standing committee reports this morning, Madam President.
Thank you. Will the Senate stand these for a moment? Back to order. Senator Adams.
I'd like to bring up my reconsideration on Senate Bill Number 55.
Senate Bill 55 has been brought up for reconsideration.
Do you want to take this to the end of the calendar?
I'm sorry?
I would move and ask unanimous consent that reconsideration of Senate Bill 55 be held at the end of the calendar.
Hearing no objection, Senate Bill 55 will be held to the end of the calendar. Not at our present rate. Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent that we revert to communications.
Hearing no objection, we're under communications. Madam Secretary, would you please read the appointments that have been made as commissioner designees?
Department of Administration, Mark Boyer.
That'll go to State Affairs.
Department of Commerce and Economic Development, Willie Hensley.
Go Labor and Commerce.
Department of Community and Regional Affairs, Mike Irwin.
Community and Regional Affairs.
Department of Corrections, Margaret Pugh.
State Affairs.
Department of Environmental Conservation, Gene Burden.
Resources.
Department of Health and Social Services, Karen Perdue.
Health and Social Services.
Department of Labor, Tom Cashin.
Labor and Commerce.
Department of Law, Bruce Botello.
Judiciary.
Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, Jake Lesenkopf.
Community and Regional Affairs.
Department of Natural Resources, John Shively.
Resources.
Department of Public Safety, Ron Oddy.
State Affairs.
Department of Revenue, Will Condon.
Finance.
Department of Transportation, Public Facilities, Joe Perkins.
Transportation.
Those are all the commissions I have on communication.
Thank you. Senate will stand at ease. Are there any more communications? Senator Kelly is communicating. We'll stand at ease. To order, reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports this morning.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no Senate resolutions.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 52 by Senators Taylor Pierce, an act authorizing capital punishment, classifying murder in the first degree as a capital felony, and establishing sentencing procedures for capital felonies, authorizing an advisory vote on instituting capital punishment, and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary Finance.
Senate Bill Number 79 by Senator Rigger, an act relating to errors and surveys of land.
Community and Regional Affairs.
Senate Bill Number 80 by Senator Rigger, an act relating to police protection service areas in unified municipalities and to police protection provided by the state in certain municipal areas.
State Affairs Finance.
Senate Bill Number 81 by Senators Sharp, Taylor, Torgerson, and Miller, an act classifying the wolf as a predator and providing for a bounty on the wolf.
Resources.
Those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Madam President.
That brings us to consideration of the daily calendar.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 4 by Senator Lehman, naming the Poet Laureate of Alaska. State Affairs Committee considered the resolution. Senator Sharp, Chair, Senators Lehman, Phillips, and Donnelly signed due pass. Rules Committee recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Miller, Chair, concurring Senator Sharp, Salo, Duncan, and Pierce. There are no amendments.
Is there any discussion?
I move and ask unanimous consent to be considered or to be added as a co-sponsor of Senate Concurrent Resolution 4.
Without objection, Senator Halford, you will be shown as a co-sponsor along with Senator Duncan, Senator Zaroff, Senator Taylor, Senator Green, Senator Torkerson. Anyone else? Are we ready for the question? Question is, shall Senate Concurrent Resolution 4 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Secretary would please lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary will please record the vote. And so Senate Concurrent Resolution 4 has passed the Senate with 19 yeas and 0 nay votes. Is there further daily business?
Kelly, Duncan, Sharoff, Taylor, Ellis, Donnelly, Rigger, Salo, Lehman, honoring the Kodiak Baptist Mission.
We stand at ease.
Senator Halford.
Thank you, Madam President. My question was whether the reconsideration held at the bottom of the calendar was to the bottom of the citations or the bottom of the bills on the calendar. Normally, you hold it to the bottom of the bills on the calendar and consider citations after that, so I would believe the order would take up that reconsideration at this time and end the citation.
Let's do it.
Senate Bill Number 55, an act including the sunset of the enhanced 911 emergency reporting system before the Senate and reconsideration.
Is there discussion? Senator Adams.
Thank you. The concerns I had yesterday was regarding the repealers on 5, 6, and 8. However, number six repealer, that has to do with municipalities, may at its own expense require an annual audit of a local exchange. With that repealer, it goes on to a different section, I think section number 4, so my concerns are taken care of with that repealer. So I have no objection to this bill at this particular time. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Adams. Any further discussion? The question is, shall Senate Bill 55 pass the Senate on reconsideration? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Secretary will please lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their votes? Secretary would please record the vote. Senate Bill 55 has passed the Senate under reconsideration by a vote of 19 yeas and no nays.
Honoring 1994 Eagle Scouts, Senators Pierce, Torgerson, Green, Kelly, Duncan, Jaroff, Taylor, Ellis, Donnelly, Rigger, Salem, Lehman. Honoring the Kodiak Baptist Mission, Senator Jaroff, Green, Kelly, Phillips, Duncan, Taylor, Pierce, Lehman.
Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent to citations appearing on today's calendar be adopted.
Hearing no objection, the citations are adopted. Is there unfinished business? Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd move and ask unanimous consent that my name be added as a cross-sponsor of HJR 7, which is the House companion to my resolution on the oil, lifting the ban on the export of Alaskan oil.
Madam Secretary, is that available for cross-sponsorship? With hearing no objection, Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd also like to move and ask unanimous consent. I do have the leave of the sponsor to add my name as a co-sponsor of SB 68, known as the Food Bank Bill.
Hearing no objection, you will be added as a co-sponsor. Senator Donnelly?
Madam President, I'd like to be added as a cross-sponsor of the oil export ban with the resolution also.
I think that was HCR 7, is that correct? Okay. Hearing no objection, and there appear to be a number of others. Senator Salo, Senator Duncan, Senator Phillips, Senator Halford, Senator Rieger. This is a test, see if I know you all. Senator Frank, Senator Sharp, Senator Kelly, Senator Lehman, Senator Miller, Senator Taylor, Senator Green, Senator Torgerson, and you might as well add me too, please. Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent that I be added as a co-sponsor to Senate Bill 66 relating to sled dog classics.
Without objection, be added to Senate Bill 66. Is there other unfinished business? Senator Kelly.
Can I be excused from a call of the Senate tomorrow, Friday, for personal business? I'm sorry, for state business.
We have a brief at ease. Hearing no objection, Senator Kelly will be excused from the call of the Senate tomorrow. Senator Zaroff.
Thank you, Madam President. It seems like the oil has already left the port, but I would like to also make a motion that I be shown as a cross-sponsor to HGR 7, the export oil ban.
Hearing no objection. Senator Zaroff will also be there. Other unfinished business? Senator Taylor?
Yes, thank you, Madam President. Move and ask unanimous consent waive proceeding Thursday rule and the five-day rule because I failed to give notice of a judiciary meeting believing all those bills would move out that we worked on Wednesday. Instead, we did not have one of the fiscal notes and did not have one of the witnesses available to wrap up our work on one of the DNA bills. And as a consequence, I would hold that meeting tomorrow if there's no objection.
Let Senator Taylor finish, please.
Well, I thought you said if there was no objection. I just said objected. And then we can have it at ease, please.
The Senate will stand at ease. Senate will come back to order. Senator Taylor is asking to waive the notice requirement and the five-day rule so that Judiciary can meet tomorrow on what bill? On Senate Bill 10. Hearing no objection, Senator Duncan.
Was clearly understood. I will remove my objection, but because I understand the bill has been heard, has been properly noticed, has been heard in the committee prior, and the problem was with the fiscal note, so it's not like it's the first hearing where public notice has not been given.
I understand that they're on version G or something, so it sounds like they've been working on it. Is there other unfinished business? Announcements. Senator Miller.
Thank you, Madam President. Immediately upon adjournment, we will have a rules meeting in the Farron Camp room. We'll be taking up HCR 1, which is the Long-Term Financial Planning Commission.
Further announcements, Senator Kelly.
Madam President,
The Legislative Council will meet this afternoon at 12:30 in the Governor's Conference Room, and we have a rather lengthy agenda, so I'd ask everybody to be on time. The Labor and Commerce Committee will hold confirmation hearings next Tuesday, February 14th, of all names submitted to them to date, at 1:30 in the Farron Camp Room. And that is all.
Thank you, Senator Kelly. Senator Taylor.
Yes, the Judiciary Committee, in addition to its normal schedule previously posted, will also be holding hearings on those people submitted to the Judiciary Committee.
Senator Schar.
Madam President, I'd like to announce that State Affairs will have its regular Thursday meeting at 3:30 in the Belch Room. The only bill that I believe we have scheduled is SB 4 DWI laws, and bills previously heard will not be heard today.
Senator Duncan.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam President. Perhaps I could ask for clarification from the Judiciary Chair. He said they would be holding confirmation hearings on those submitted. He didn't say which day. Now, this is not tomorrow, right? Monday's not tomorrow.
Senator Rieger.
Under announcements, transportation today at 1:30 in the Petrovich Room to bring up the Alaska Railroad.
Other announcements? Special orders? 11 o'clock tomorrow, please, Senator Halpern.
Ask unanimous consent the Senate stand adjournment until 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Thank you.